Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, UnitedHealthcare insurance plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about UnitedHealthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. I'm Dr. Ayan Panja, and today I'd like to talk about sexual health. Now, apart from immunology, which I've covered in other episodes, which is the study of the immune system, which was a tiny little 100-page textbook when I was at medical school and is now enormous and probably forms the basis of our understanding of most diseases, sexual health is probably second only to immunology in terms of the amount of growth there has been in not just understanding, but also classification and treatments as well. And it's a subject area that interests me for a number of reasons. One is that it's often associated with shame and behaviours, and it slightly irks me still to this day when I find on certain websites this concept of irresponsible sexual behaviours, because it depends on where you live in the world and what your level of health education is, frankly, but we can come back to that. So, yeah, stigma, I guess, is what I'm talking about. And I think sexual health, probably a little bit like mental health many years ago, has undergone a bit of a revolution in terms of awareness, certainly in this part of the world. But because of its nature, is deeply personal, almost more so than other things that are still confidential and should be, obviously, in health. Confidentiality is a super important pillar of medicine. But, you know, if you break your leg, you're more likely to talk about that freely than if you have, say, for example, a sexually transmitted infection. It's just the way the world is, that the latter is just more personal for whatever reason. So there's lots of strands to sexual health. There's something about how people feel about it and deal with it and talk about it. But there's also some real medical risks involved with it in terms of preserving good sexual health. I'm going to go backwards and start with some really amazing revolutionary things that the world of sexual health have led us to. So firstly, the awareness that human papillomavirus, which is very common, in fact, up to 80% of men and women carry it, and it's often a virus that we get in our early life. But why is that so important in terms of sexual health? Well, because up to 70% of all cervical cancers are caused by HPV. And now, because there's a vaccination program for HPV, there is this real hope that you could minimize rates of cervical cancer to next to nothing. There are some other risk factors like smoking and multiple partners, but by and large, the main cause of cervical cancer is HPV. So that's a real success story. I know people have views on vaccines, but actually, if you could guarantee, and the other side of the story, sorry, is that the vaccine program is also open to boys and men, and that means that they're much less likely to get head and neck cancers, because guess what? HPV is also implicated in that. Again, separate to risk factors like smoking. What else in terms of success stories? Another one for me is the awareness of HIV and the progress in treatments that means that you can live pretty much with normal life expectancy these days. Not everyone, but most people infected with HIV. I mean, that is amazing, given the fact that I grew up in the generation when HIV came into being, and there were these really quite, you know, looking back on them, horrific advertising campaigns about AIDS. And again, shame, stigma. Amazing movie called Philadelphia, for those of you that have never seen it, with Tom Hanks, which I think gets that across. And in the modern day, a brilliant dramatization on TV called It's a Sin. So those two things about cervical screening and advances in HIV treatments really warm my heart. While we're on those, I do want to just spend a minute talking about blame, because sexual behaviours, there's something in that that is often not spoken about. And particularly in the film Philadelphia, there's a court case scene. I won't ruin it for those of you that haven't seen it, because it's quite an old film now. God, I'm beginning to show my age. But, you know, based on a true story where an employer talks about having sympathy for someone infected with HIV via a blood transfusion, but not if it was sexually transmitted. And, you know, I've this whole concept of shaming in any area of medicine is not helpful. I know some people need rules, but it's the same as, you know, going on a ward round where someone's been admitted because they've had a heart attack and telling them that it's all their fault because they smoked 20 years ago and that they eat too many cakes and whatever, you know, just not helpful. And unfortunately, in sexual health, that kind of attitude puts people off coming to see healthcare professionals for a start. And that has a public health impact, because if they're not treated, then they're more likely to feel ill. And also they could spread infections that might be damaging. Now, zipping across to the spread of infection and why that can be so harmful, if we wind the clock right back now to, I don't know, say 100 years ago, or a bit more than 100 years ago, there was a bill that was passed in government about venereal diseases, which is sort of an old-fashioned term, often colloquially known as VD, and confidential testing and treating. And just to give, this was in 1916, so just to give you an idea of the numbers at the time, syphilis, which is a bacterial infection caused by a bacterium called Treponema pallidum, was the cause of 30% of blindness in children at blind schools. Just let that sink in, that statistic. And not only that, gonorrhea, which we still screen for pretty routinely these days in sexual health clinics, was the cause of 50% of infertility in women. Half of women with infertility was down to gonorrhea. But as my mind kind of wanders, the other thing about sex is that, you know, it's something that's centered around desire and an urge, you know, an attraction. And on the other side, of course, you've got the whole taboo side of whether sex is even allowed. And someone who's popped into my mind, because years ago I wrote this little book called An Essential Medical Miscellany, which is out of print now, but it's one of those books that you flick through when you sat on the loo. It was in the days before we had smartphones, because everyone looks at them now. But I remember writing about Dr. Kellogg, as in the inventor of cornflakes, and he actually invented them to stop the urge to masturbate because he thought it was no good for mind and body. And in fact, he remained sexually inactive throughout his life, even with his own wife. He never consummated their marriage. And so you can see that to get from someone like his mindset to that end of the spectrum where, if you can imagine, there are no controls over who's having sex with who and whether there's any barriers to practice safe sex. The words that come into my mind are things like control and morals and, well, moral high ground in some cases. And somehow sex is interlinked with our values, whereas other aspects of our health aren't. Well, they might be, you know, I guess certain things in our lifestyles. And the question I have is sexual health lifestyle related? And the answer is yes. But, you know, when I think about lifestyle and how it's changed, certainly in my lifetime, access to things is just so much easier. So there are loads of dating apps, you know, like Tinder and Grindr, and pornography, for example, and the use of it has exploded. Who'd have thought that you could access pornography on a mobile phone device? I mean, they didn't even exist as devices 30 years ago. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because, you know, that's changed sexual attitudes. And actually, if you think about the kinds of things that present medically these days, and I have seen this in the consulting room, you know, this pattern of young men with erectile dysfunction. And, you know, on deeper questioning, a lot of them consume quite a lot of pornography. Now, the problem with that is that, you know, pornography is not real life. And so that kind of intimacy that you get with sex, if it's very commodified, detracts from the experience. It's like anything, really. If you sort of, I don't know, pinch a part of your hand, it feels slightly sore. But if you keep pinching it again and again and again, after a while it becomes numb and you feel nothing. While I'm on the subject of erectile dysfunction, just two really quick things. One, any man who's middle-aged who experiences it must report it to their doctor, because sometimes it's a sign of hidden cardiovascular disease. Not always, but it can be. And the second thing is that the phrase was actually created by the marketing team at Pfizer, who were behind the drug Viagra. Just something of interest. And you can read more about that in the show notes.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But what about sexual behaviours and how they've changed over the years? Well, interestingly, the data in the UK shows that more people over 65 are in need of seeing a sexual health expert for some sort of sexually transmitted infection. And part of that is apparently to do with dating apps and also chemsex. But what one of the things I found really interesting as well is that about 20 years ago, the powers that be in the world of reproductive health, so the Faculty of Reproductive Medicine and Sexual Health, really started promoting long-acting reversible contraception. So things like coils or depot injections. And one of the reasons for this was there was a massive spike in unwanted teenage pregnancies. And that's, you know, I guess all well and good. But one of the things that those forms of contraception don't do is that they do not protect you from sexually transmitted infections. And the uptake of what we call LARCs, you know, L-A-R-C as in long active reversible contraception, has gone through the roof. It's gone from around about 30 to almost 60% now, just in the last 10 or so years. And of course, in the UK, one of the reasons, you know, apart from unwanted pregnancies, it's a cost issue as well, because there's a financial cost to that. So the contraception is deemed to be a good thing, but it doesn't address the issue of sexually transmitted infections. The other ethical question is, does it really matter as treatments get better? For example, earlier on, I was talking about HIV and life expectancy, and it's just amazing that people who would have died 30 to 40 years ago because their HIV would have progressed to AIDS are now living with an amazing quality of life in the main. And it's interesting, isn't it, when you talk to different groups of people, some people don't understand what the fuss is unless they've been in pain or distress. You know, they've had a symptom like urethritis or ulcers or something like that. And of course, that's the thing. Sometimes a sexually transmitted infection is just totally invisible. People just don't know they have it unless they get these symptoms. And, you know, remember, sexually transmitted infections can cause all sorts of symptoms, including leading to blindness. Okay, I won't labour the point. But, you know, health is health. There's no shaming here. It's just another thing. I mean, it's like people who play sport run the risk of injuries. You know, it's all about ethics at the end of the day, isn't it? And how we balance those things up in our heads. And it's just worth remembering, I think, that actually a lot of sexually transmitted infections are not actually curable. In fact, HIV is not curable. Neither is herpes or hepatitis B. So they can be managed, but they're not curable. How do we proceed into the future? Well, it's all dull in a way. It's all about education, about relationships and sexual health. And that really starts at an appropriate age when, you know, that it's a stereotype, but people often talk about puberty as being quite a confusing time because often your body's doing things and your brain can't keep up, or vice versa. And that sort of sexual maturation process needs some guidance. I mean, I remember it was just terrible when I was at school. There were these books that were just not very helpful. And, you know, you kind of had to work it out yourself, really. It depended on which kind of school you went to, whether it was an all-boys school or a co-educational school. And I think nowadays schools actually do a pretty good job, especially education around consent. Okay, I'm going to leave it there. That was sexual health. I hope you found that interesting and thought-provoking and stimulating. It's such a big topic, but an important one, I think. If you like what you hear, please give me a rating. Please tell your friends about it. Do share and send them a link to any of the episodes. There's over 100 now, so lots to choose from. And remember, my book, The Health Fix, is out in paperback now. It's a shade over a tenner. It's the perfect book to get through relatively quickly, and it will make you see your health in a different light. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, do stay well, look after yourself, take care. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.